Hey, welcome to Contractor Fight TV. My name is Tom Reber, and today we're going to talk about one aspect that's going to help you to make more money as a contractor. One of the fastest ways that you can start making more money as a home improvement contractor right now is to take control of the sales process. Listen, there's a reason that I'm filming this video with the word respect by me right now in our Fight HQ offices here. It's because when you have a sales process that is rooted in respect for the client and for you, for your time, your money, their money, all those other things, only good things can come from that. Okay, see, listen, a lot of guys have a lot of head trash around taking control of the sales process. They think just because somebody found you online or saw your truck or got a referral or whatever, that they pick the phone up and you run your ass out there whenever the hell it's convenient for them. That's one of the worst mistakes that you can make as a contractor if you want to make money at this. Listen, they reached out to you. Why? Because you're the pro. You're the pro. You know how to paint a thing or build a thing or fix a thing. They don't know, which is why they're calling you. So don't forget that. Go into this process of taking control of the sales process and just saying, all right, at the end of the day, they reached out to me. So I'm the one that says, this is how we're going to do it. Listen, if my knee hurts and I go to a knee doctor, you think I'm going to try to tell him how to do the procedure on me, whatever procedure, surgery, whatever it is I have? Absolutely not. It would be ridiculous. And it's just as ridiculous when we don't take control of the sales process and remember that we're the professional. Okay? The other thing is you're going to get what you expect and tolerate. Okay? Your reticular activating system in your brain, your RAS, listen, whatever you tell it that's going to happen, that's going to be the reality that comes about. So that means if somebody calls you and goes, well, nobody else is having me send a picture, nobody else charges for a consultation, or everybody else said they'd run right out here and give me a bid, if all you do is focus on those things, then your brain is going to tell you, your subconscious is going to tell you that that's what's important, and it's going to bring you more of that. So whatever you expect, whatever you tolerate in this sales process stuff is going to be your reality. All right, so make sure you're telling yourself, there are plenty of people out there that are going to jump in line with my process. I'm the professional. I know what the hell I'm doing. I know the best way to approach a project like this. And for me to guarantee results, this is the process that we need to follow. This is the process that I am following in my company. Send your brain that message. All right? The next thing, a couple more things we're going to wrap up here today. Confidence and enthusiasm win. Confidence will always win. Enthusiasm will always win. You can say a bunch of stupid crap, okay? But at the end of the day, if you're confident, if you're enthusiastic, that's attractive and people want to, they want to be around that. So an example would be like this. Somebody calls you up, and this is how I would take control of enthusiasm. Hey, Tom's Table Builders, we want you to come out and give me a bid for building us a table. Hey man, thanks so much for giving me a call today. I'm super excited to come out and take a look at your project and see if we're a good fit. All right, listen, you might have seen online that we got a lot of good reviews, a lot of happy customers. Would it be okay if I shared with you what our process looks like that produces so many happy customers? Yeah, what would that be? Well, listen, send me a picture of what you want done. I'll call you back and we're going to have an open and honest conversation. Guys, it's the enthusiasm. It's the confidence. It's like, this is just business as usual. Okay? But so many of you try to take control of this process and you're expecting bad shit to happen. You're expecting resistance. You're not confident. You're not enthusiastic. And that is oozing out of you and people are insecure and that's why they give you shit over it. All right? And finally, remember, taking control of the sales process, homies, is best for the customer. It's not just best for you, it's best for them. Why? Put yourself in their shoes. Do you want to meet with one more contractor than you have to if he's not a good fit? Hell no. So let's figure that out on the phone. Figure it out up front because it is respect for their time. It is respect for their money as well as yours, and it's best for them. All right, listen. Hey, if you got any value out of this little how to make more money as a contractor thing and taking control of your sales process, little message that I had for you today, I want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button and follow the videos and stuff that we have here. Another thing I'm going to ask you to do, okay, two more things I'm going to ask you to do is, number one, share this with another contractor. Grab this video, grab the link, and put it in one of the contractor groups on other social media platforms that you're a part of. Send it to a buddy of yours who's a contractor, all right? And help the contracting world truly take control of the sales process. And the third thing I'm going to ask you to do is text the word TIPS, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852 and get our Daily Fight tips to help you build a stronger business. Or you can just go to thecontractorfight.com and learn how to do that. Appreciate you guys. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next time.